Our scripture for this morning is from Luke chapter 5, verses 1 through 11. Once while Jesus was standing beside the lake of Gennesaret, and the crowd was pressing in on him to hear the word of God, he saw two boats there at the shore of the lake. The fishermen had gone out of them and were washing their nets. He got into one of the boats, the one belonging to Simon, and asked him to put out a little way from the shore. Then he sat down and taught the crowds from the boat. When he had finished speaking, he said to Simon, "Put out into the deep water and let down your nets for a catch." Simon answered, "Master, we have worked all night long but have caught nothing. Yet if you say so, I will let down the nets." When they had done this, they caught so many fish that their nets were beginning to break. So they signaled their partners in the other boat to come and help them, and they came and filled both boats so that they began to sink. But when Simon Peter saw it, he fell down at Jesus' knees, saying, "Go away from me, Lord, for I am a sinful man." For he and all who were with him were amazed at the catch of fish that they had taken. And so also were James and John, sons of Zebedee, who were partners with Simon. Then Jesus said to Simon, "Do not be afraid. From now on you will be catching people." When they had brought their boats to shore, they left everything and followed him. The word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God.
This last week, I had an opportunity to go to what's called Gathering of the Orders, where the bishop of our conference calls all the orders of the clergy, the elders and the deacons, the licensed local pastors, and we all go and we gather at Camp Sumatonga. A good image is if the bishop goes up on a hill and takes a big horn and goes, doo-doo, and then we all come kind of scurrying from all over the conference to Camp Sumatonga. And we gathered in Hutto Auditorium, which I'm not sure if any of y'all have been there, but it's kind of the big open auditorium. And it kind of struck me as I was sitting there. I kind of always sit near the back because I'm a pretty good kind of old time Methodist. I kind of just sort of navigate there. But I was looking over to my right, and I looked at a spot that I hadn't really noticed too closely since December 1997. And December 1997 was a retreat that I attended with my youth group when I was in high school. I was in the ninth grade. And I can't really tell you anything about this one particular worship service. I can't remember anything that the preacher really talked about. I can't tell you the scripture that he really preached on. I remember that he told one story. And the theology of that story is so bad that I just can't tell it anymore. It's not a good story. But there's something about that night that God did something with me. Like I said, I don't know what scripture he preached on, but that scripture just went a little bit deeper than any scripture that I had heard up to that point in my life. And there came a point in the worship service, and I hate doing this. I never do this to y'all because I like you. He said, you know, like, if the scripture really got to you today, you know, if you really heard what God was saying and you feel like that God is asking you to take another step, raise your hand. And my little ninth grader self kind of looked around to see if my friends were raising their hands. You know, it's the whole every eye closed, every head bowed. Yeah, we all peek. You know it. I kind of stuck my hand up, and he said, "Now I want you to do something else. I want you to stand up." And I was like, man, I was like, oh, I was like, you got me, because my hand's already up, and you know people are peeking, so they're going to know if you don't stand up. So I stood up, and he said, "I want you to find your youth pastor, and I want you to go find a quiet space where you can talk and you can pray." And I remember, you know, the conversation that I had with my youth pastor that night, and I might have shared kind of a funny story that came out of that as well. But the main point that I kept thinking about when I was looking at that spot this last weekend was how that one moment didn't really have anything that was significantly different than any other moment before. I mean, it was a worship service. They had prayers, they had preaching, they had scripture. They had everything that you would expect to have, but for some reason, that moment was different for me. And I remember that night I decided to start living differently. More different than I had ever lived at any other point in my life. I was going to live differently. I wasn't going to commit the same sins that I had been committing. And for the most part, you know, at least the big ones, I've done pretty good. Now, I've invented new sins to kind of replace those. I mean, like, by no means did I sit and, like, all of a sudden have this blessed and glorious righteous life. But something turned in that moment that I decided that God had done something. And he had done something long before I had ever come about. But it was now my turn to take a step and to follow him. And we have these moments in life. We have these moments where God hits us or shows us or notices, we notice something that is so much different that we have a choice of whether we're going to keep walking from that moment on the same as we were or differently. I feel like those moments kind of pop up in the scripture that we read this morning. As Jesus kind of comes out on this beach, as these fishermen are kind of, you sort of imagine they're coming back from a long night of fishing. And Jesus goes out onto their beach, where they're at, and he starts talking to them. And after a little bit, he starts teaching them. And there seems to be enough there that kind of start kind of crowding around on them that he even gets a boat and he puts out a little ways. And he starts teaching them from the boat. And there's something interesting that happens after that, is that as Jesus is finished teaching them, he does something. He asks them to do something different. And particularly Simon, he asks them to take their kind of wet, folded up nets, take them back out into the water. And not just sort of, don't humor me, don't just drop them off the shore, take them out to the deep water. Take them out into the lake and drop your nets. And Peter kind of pushed back, as some of us are kind of off to push back. I mean, maybe he was a little bit tired. Maybe he was a little bit dirty. Maybe he didn't like the people he was fishing with that night. But Peter does it against all logic and against all reasons of why he shouldn't. For some reason, he does it, this different thing. And when he does what Jesus asks him to do, as crazy as that sounds, as we as Christians, when we do what Jesus says, the nets just bulge with fish all of a sudden, so much that they can't even pull them all up, so much that they're almost afraid that they're going to sink. And Peter responds in an incredibly faithful way as he comes up to Jesus once they're back on the shore. He says, Jesus, I don't deserve this. I'm a sinner. There's every reason in the world that I don't deserve to have these things or to hear you or to even be close to you. But then Jesus does something else that's a little bit different. It's not that he agrees with Peter or that he disagrees with Peter. He almost brushes that concern off to the side. It doesn't even matter. He invites Peter and the others to something more. Almost as if to say, everything that you thought was slowing you down, everything that you thought was an obstacle, everything that you felt guilty and ashamed about, everything, every reason that you thought you had, I now want you to do another different thing. And those nets that I asked you to take up, now I want you to put them down. And I want you to fish for something else. And be amazed again at what you can catch and what you can do when you follow after me. I love this story, and I love this particular telling of the story where Jesus calls the disciples, because it is an incredible expression of what can happen when we listen to Jesus. But more so than that, for me this week, it's about the moments that God gives us. The moments that God highlights us. Because the dreams that we have for our lives, the ideas that we have, they come down to these moments where we can choose to pursue after them. We can choose to take a step, or we can choose to keep it just a dream. Because God has already done everything we need for those dreams to succeed. Everything that we have ever dreamed for our lives, everything that we have ever dreamed for this church, and everything that we have ever dreamed for this city or this country or this world, God has already dreamed something bigger and has given us everything that we need to walk towards that. But there's these moments where maybe we stall, or maybe we hesitate, or maybe we push back, or we say we're not good enough, we're not big enough, we're not rich enough, we're not ready enough to go there. And it's almost as if Jesus takes all those concerns and just puts them off to the side and doesn't even waste time with them, doesn't even give them a second thought, and says, how about instead we just try and follow? Just follow after me and just see what can come. This particular story, these 11 verses, take these steps of trust. First, Jesus kind of establishes some trust. As every good chaplain knows, you kind of go and you build relationships first. You get to know people, you get to know their names, you get to know what they do, and you start to get to know their lives. And from that relationship comes an opportunity to tell them about something more. And so Jesus starts telling them, starts teaching them. I don't know what he teaches them about, but he teaches them. And from that lesson, somehow, when Jesus asks them to do something more, they're willing to do something different and to take a step. They're not ready to follow him just yet, but they're ready to at least go out to the deep water. And they're at least ready to try and drop their nets to see what would happen. And Jesus meets them there. And God fills those nets in an incredible way that they cannot deny and they cannot turn away from. So when they come back to shore, they're ready for another moment where God tells them that it doesn't stop here. Come and follow me. And what's incredible is that invitation, that moment that Jesus gives the disciples, is the very same moment that we get, the very same invitation that we get to come and to be a part of the dream and the vision that God has for us. That we can put down everything that we've been hauling our entire lives and follow after him to pursue after a dream that's incredible. Because the thing about leaving a legacy of a dream is you have to put some feet on a dream in order for it to become a legacy. Otherwise, it's just a dream. And all of us know that when we have a dream and we wake up in the morning, that dream starts to fade as you get a couple minutes into the day. A couple more hours and you can't even remember how to even tell the dream. Later on in the day, you try to tell somebody what it was and you can't even make sense of it. But if we do something about it, if we take this dream or this idea that God gives us in those moments and we start to take a step in them, one step, then maybe another, that's when we leave a legacy. That's when we leave a church for those that come behind us. That's when we leave a kingdom for those that need it. And that's when we leave a legacy. Will you pray with me this morning? Almighty and precious God, we do give you thanks. Lord, most of all, we give you thanks for your scriptures and your spirit, that through them we might know truths and we might know your character and your nature in a way that we never have before. But Lord, in our very spirit, we have felt them the moments that you come for us, that you speak to us, and the opportunities that you give us to come and follow you. Lord, take every moment and every excuse and every obstacle that we have placed in that way, and Lord, just pick them up and move them off to the side, that we know that there is nothing that gets in the way of us following after you this morning. As we say and as we do all these things in Jesus' name, amen.